Welcome to the Salesforce Developer Podcast. My name is René Winkelmeier, and in this podcast, I'm hosting Salesforce Developer Advocates who are going to share insightful stories, new tips, techniques, and everything actually you have to know these days as a Salesforce developer. And my guest today is from MuleSoft. Her name is Akshada Savant.
Hello. Hey, hi, René. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Akshada. Actually, we've been on, I think, multiple calls today. So it's great to have you back.
Yes.
And actually to talk a couple of the cool things you did over the last couple of weeks. So some of you may or may not know that Akshada was also at Trailblazer DX representing MuleSoft, and she gave two really great talks. One was around Power Up Data Cloud with MuleSoft, and the other one was intelligent integration with Copilot APIs and MuleSoft. And I have Akshada as a guest now today, so that we're actually going to talk through all the cool things she did and learned while building those talks.
Yay, super exciting.
So tell me, like, Akshada, Data Cloud and MuleSoft, what is the story there? Why did you focus on this talk, and what is relevant there for developers?
Okay. So firstly, with the AI surge and everything happening around AI, Data Cloud is like important. So as a MuleSoft developer advocate, I was trying to like understand, I was trying to figure out like how we can actually like how MuleSoft can support Data Cloud and eventually AI. So that's what got us started, like me, Daniel, and Alex, all three of us were on the same mission. Like, let's see how we can power up with Data Cloud and MuleSoft. And that's how all three of us, we built this use case. So this session itself, it is like a powerful session around Data Cloud and MuleSoft, and it involves different use cases. So we actually describe four different use cases. The first one being ingestion, data ingestion. So how do we ingest data into Data Cloud with the help of MuleSoft? So that was the first one. So if you know, like, we have the data ingestion API and all using which we can do, you might be also having a question like, why do we need this data ingestion from MuleSoft? Like, we already have a few connectors with Data Cloud, right? So yeah, we do have a few connectors with Data Cloud that supports, but with MuleSoft, you get a whole lot of capabilities around the integration. You can actually bring in data from any system. So there's no limit actually when it comes to MuleSoft. And also it can help you with data transformation. So that was the first use case which we kind of like demoed. The second one was around like querying the data. So while working with MuleSoft, I mean, you know, there are different connectors. Different connectors to connect to different end systems. So one of which is like the Data Cloud connector, the CDB connector, which they haven't still updated. So using which you can actually perform different operations. You can query records from Data Cloud. You can bring in data into the Data Cloud, out of the Data Cloud, into multiple end systems. So we showed like how do we actually integrate with Data Cloud and different end systems with the help of MuleSoft connector. And the third one, which is not actually possible with Data Cloud. So I have been hearing a lot about that. You cannot actually delete a record from Data Cloud directly, but that is possible using MuleSoft. So the connector which you have, the CDP connector, as it was earlier called as CDP. So with the help of that connector, you can actually delete a record from Data Cloud, delete a portion. And the last one, so while you're working with ingestion API or Data Cloud, MuleSoft APIs, you actually need a particular schema. You need to generate your own schema to be aligned with the Data Cloud standards for mapping the data and everything. And for this, you actually need to rely on different like online tools, online editors for the OS schema generation and all. So what we did here was like, you know, Alex is like a data weave expert. So she actually designed designed the mapping, and using which you can just convert any of your schema into proper format that will work with Data Weave. Like, you could be using JSON format, XML format, and anything. So you will be like having a proper formatted one with the Data Weave thing. So these were actually our four use cases that we described in this session. Yeah.
Cool. That was very, very good. That's like actually a lot that you covered around Data Cloud and MuleSoft, right? So data transformation, what I heard, data query, ingestion API. I actually also use the really powerful Dataweave language to transform data between different systems. As you said, you know, schemas exist in different formats. So actually, how can we bring it from system A into system B, right? And I think that's one of the biggest challenges anyway in the integration world is like bringing together disconnected siloed systems through a common layer. I think that's very, very cool. And if, for those of you who did not go to Trailblazer DX or who didn't have time actually to watch the session, also in the show notes, we're going to link out the session that you can go to YouTube and just check it out. Because, you know, also it's a team effort, right? As Akshada mentioned, she joined forces with Alex Martinez on our team as well as Danielle Loricki, which is like a pretty cool cross-team collaboration around the different technologies. So I think that was a, like a very good roundup, how to power up Data Cloud with MuleSoft. And I know you, Akshada, as well as Alex and our team are looking on some additional use cases to show in the next couple of weeks and month, and actually on how to build, I would say, with or around Data Cloud, like really show the power of MuleSoft as the API platform around security and integration, and how that is actually is really playing a pivotal role to roll out Data Cloud in your organization.
So what we have seen at TDX was actually like a super basics or like very initial part of like Data Cloud and MuleSoft. But going forward, we're actually going to focus on the core capabilities with integration and Data Cloud, how we can actually portray the real power of MuleSoft and Data Cloud. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to focus a lot about security, connectivity. So there are different integration patterns as well. So around this integration pattern, how is it going to be like, how are we going to revolve around Data Cloud and MuleSoft, the traffic monitoring, orchestration? So when you're working with the integration tool, you actually get all these benefits. Data Cloud is going to be like, I think, a powerful combination.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Now, not everything is only Data Cloud.
Yeah.
You also had a very specific topic, and I mentioned the talk before, intelligent integration with Copilot APIs and MuleSoft, which is very different, right? But also shows how versatile MuleSoft actually is in different use cases, no matter actually where you use it in your enterprise. But what is behind this fancy title, Copilot APIs and MuleSoft? What did you build?
Yeah, so we built intelligent integration. So you must be wondering, like, what exactly? Because people did ask me, what is this intelligent integrations with MuleSoft Copilot APIs? So APIs, as you already know, like, they're the building blocks of the integration or any ecosystem. They actually carry data, bring it back and forth, and do a lot of stuff for you. So with Copilot search, as I said, data cloud and the Copilot search happening around. So just was playing around with this tool, figuring out what's new and how can MuleSoft contribute to this. And that's where, I mean, I heard about external systems that have been introduced, I think, a few years back by Salesforce. And we can actually bring in data via external systems. Like, we can connect MuleSoft APIs directly. We can import the APIs that are published in Exchange with the help of external system. And this is what I utilized. This is what I mean, this was the whole scenario behind my talk as well. So it's all about external services with MuleSoft, APIs, and Copilot. So with Copilot, you know that it is actually connected across multiple end systems. And it has the knowledge of multiple Salesforce platform. So that's where we're actually creating a new Copilot action. And this Copilot action will be eventually calling a MuleSoft API behind the scenes. If I have confused you, let me be more precise and make it clear. So currently, in order to call any of the, like, from Copilot action, from Copilot systems, like Copilot actions, so you can actually call any of the, you can invoke any of the APIs with the help via Flow, via Apex, or via external services. But as of this release, like Spring 24 release, external services are not available. So we went by another route. We called our MuleSoft APIs with the help of Flow and Apex. And whenever I was able to, like, if suppose, for example, I was typing in a prompt, like, I want some user data based on this customer ID, So behind the scenes, it was actually fetching data from with the help of MuleSoft API. So it could perform all the operations, like even like in a normal situation, if you want to update a data record or something in Salesforce, what you do is you would manually go ahead. You would update the record in Salesforce, and then if you want to send an email will be sent or something like that. But here with Copilot Actions, I mean, I created a custom Copilot action which involved MuleSoft API. So when I was like able to, and this MuleSoft API was invoked by external services, Flow, and there was a lot of systems involved. I know it sounds pretty confusing, but it was actually straightforward. And if you're interested in watching the session or you are in the step-by-step sequence, how it was done, then I have this session on YouTube. There's also a blog coming up, I think, tomorrow. So yeah, you can get hold of that. And there's so much more around Copilot, which is going to be coming around Copilot and MuleSoft. And also I'm working with Prompt Builder and MuleSoft. So yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening around.
I'm personally really excited because like the very, like from the outside world, very different worlds, right? Mm-hmm. Like Salesforce Core, like the Einstein platform and MuleSoft are very well married together in their own categories. I think that's where it's really important. So when you know Copilot, for those listeners who don't know yet, Copilot is our GenAI assistant embedded in Salesforce. And it's not only bound to have like specific fixed actions. No, it's actually extendable. Really, you can build your own actions using Flow and Apex. And what actually just describes, I think, is really powerful, is not only the data that lives in your CRM. Actually, you can reach out. Right. For example, if you use MuleSoft to connect to your ERP, for example, right, you can use natural language and use the connection to the large language model to actually ground all of that information with data that is coming from basically any third party system that you can connect with Mule. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that is very, very powerful. And maybe you can help me understand, because I haven't followed all the technical things over the last couple of years, frankly. Sorry about this. As it also gives really, which I think is also super important, especially in this world of GenAI and users basically having just access to a vast amount of information, but also on how to ground properly for the prompts. As when using MuleSoft, you also get all the built-in security, right? Mm. It's basically you can provide your own API endpoint, your own layer that you only use for Copilot actions. So expose basically all those, or like all the sets or a subset of what a customer is doing with Mule specifically to Copilot, but in between has a security layer for the authentication between Rene, who is the user, and Akshada, who's the other user. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. And not just that, I mean, you get all the integration capabilities, and no matter where your data is hosted. So it could be a legacy system that is involved and you want to bring in the data from the legacy system or something that is completely outdated. And you will still be able to like fetch your data, provide security. Even with security, you can build your own custom security model, custom security policies, and protect your layers of data and APIs. So yeah, that's actually a powerful thing.
Cool. That's really amazing to hear. I think that just like, as you said, it's really scratching the surface of what developers can build with integrating all the different worlds, right? And, you know, I think potentially we can have like 500 sessions around talking around Data Cloud and MuleSoft and Copilot and MuleSoft and maybe everything together, right? So yeah. We don't have that many hours. Well, maybe we have, but not today. So I think it would be a good idea to, just end the conversation here. And as you said, the blog is coming. You said maybe it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
So for all those listeners, that will be last week when you heard that. So please make sure you go to the MuleSoft as well as to the Salesforce developer channels on YouTube as well as the blog to just keep an eye on all the goodness that the team is producing around Data Cloud, MuleSoft, and Copilot.
Yes.
Akshada, I thank you very much for being here on my podcast. And would love to have you here back in a couple of weeks. Certainly.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful being here and would love to join you again.
And you will. No worries. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you're still here, thanks for listening. And head over to developer.salesforce.com/podcast to check out all our episodes. And also check out the show notes, because that's where you will find all the great links to provide you more information and insights about all the topics we talked about today. Bye-bye.